You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who's accepting of all but confused by pronouns, Pete Schwabba.
Well, welcome to Nightlight. Did I write that? Does not sound like one of mine.
That one came out of nowhere.
I think Todd slipped that in as a joke. Kind of a parting gift, maybe. Hey, welcome to Nightlight, folks. It doesn't matter. We're here to have fun tonight. Welcome to Nightlight. It is a Thursday night edition. This is, as we like to call it, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. A beautiful Thursday night here in the state of Wisconsin. A little more chilly today, but that's okay. We had a great day here in Green Bay. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are in our wonderful state. And hope you are ready for some Nightlight. We've got a great show tonight. It's Thursday, which means we make the popcorn pick of the week. And here to do that tonight, or he will be here shortly, is Trevor Klempner, a Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian. He's got some big news about a comedy show coming up. He's going to give us a popcorn pick, a movie we can all check out. And it'll be fun to see Trevor again. He was here a few months ago. We had a nice time. And then at 7:20, our pal Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic, joins me to talk about movies and some of the films he's seen and what we can expect. We are getting close to the holidays, and there's actually some really good films coming out in November, which should make up for some of the slowness at the box office in October. So Matt will be here at 7:20. Two great guests. Very excited to talk to both these guys tonight. On the other side of the glass, as usual, as per usual, Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Oh, man, I'm out of breath. You know what happened? I couldn't find a coffee cup. I sprinted 20 feet, and now I feel like I'm winded. I need a nap.
It might have been those donuts.
I had three. It's so funny that yesterday was our donut question. And I got off my schedule because I came down here today. I came down a little early because I wanted to see the Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere movie on the big screen. And I managed to do that. I saw it here in Green Bay at Bay Park Square. It was great. I liked the movie. But I got off my eating schedule, so I stopped and I got a sandwich at a place. I won't say the name of this place, but man, it's like, this is going to sound really cheesy, but when you make a sandwich, make it with care. Make it like I'm your son and you're sending me to school and you want me to look good in front of all the other kids when I open my sandwich. I opened this sandwich. It looked like someone had a food fight in the sandwich. It was like the person who made the sandwich took their fist and just threw it on the sandwich, and it was just nuts.
You know, I'll say, so I've gone to that place before.
Where I ate tonight?
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, I've been there. And last time I was there, the person goes, I put some extra love in it.
Oh, that's not good.
I was like, what? Extra ham. I'm like, oh, thanks.
That could be taken the wrong way, too. I don't know if I want you to put love in my sandwich. I just want the ingredients.
Weird way to phrase, you know, I could have just said, I put some extra ham in there for you.
How about just, here, I made your sandwich.
I put some extra love in this. I'm like, you know what? You can keep it.
That
I already
really
paid, but
strange.
You can keep it.
Yeah, go ahead. You love that sandwich all you want. What kind of sandwich? Just a ham sandwich?
That's ham, Swiss, and yeah. some bacon. You know, some cucumbers.
It's a serious.
Some lettuce.
It's a serious pork sandwich.
Mayo, though.
I don't even know what to do because I got pesto mayo, which I like. I typically like pesto in just about everything except pesto. And I open it and it was so messy. I need a fork. You know what I mean? Like I need to cut the sandwich with a knife because there's nowhere I could attack it where I'm not going to have mayo all over my finger.
See, I don't get mayo in my sandwiches anymore for that reason.
Because it's too messy?
Because it gets everywhere.
What, do you just have a dry sandwich then?
Well, I mean, you know, the vegetables kind of make it a little juicier.
Yeah.
Pickles, tomatoes.
Okay. I need something. I don't eat sandwiches very often, but when I do, I need something to hold it together.
You know, if I'm at home and I need, I'm making a sandwich, I'm putting that that honey mustard, that cherry honey mustard on it.
You still have some of that?
Well, I got a new one.
Oh, you got to tell me where you get that. I really want to try
it.
It's
in Door County.
Would it kill you to just bring a jar in for your old pal Petey? I would love to try.
Well, now that you said it like that, I don't.
And bring it and put some love in it too.
I made this with extra love for you, Pete.
That's so horrible. That is so creepy. Here's your sandwich. I put some extra love in there for you. Unnecessary. I just like it how it is on the menu. No extracurriculars. All right. So fun show tonight, and we have a. This is kind of a big night because, well, it's not. It wasn't just announced, it was a couple days ago, but the sexiest man alive has been named. Yeah. Yes, yes, Conrad.
Just one
like,
second.
You're like giving me the stop sign. What did I say?
You know, as it's a big day because it was how
National Saxophone Day? Is that what you're getting at?
No. No, I'm saying for the sexiest man of the year. Wasn't it last year Paul Rudd, right?
Oh, no, I don't know. Was it?
Pretty sure it was Paul Rudd last year.
I mean, you know what? That's a good choice. I mean,
I would have went, you know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but.
You have kind of a man crush on him, and that's fine. We all have our.
You know, maybe I would have, maybe, who knows what my answer is, but.
Did you put one on social media?
I did.
They're
but
not
it's
coming
it's,
up for me.
It's kind of not an actual answer.
Okay.
I put a funny answer.
I have to go to that page because I can't find it right now. But before we get to that, before we get to the sexiest man, I think it's important that we honor another national day. Thank you to, and here to help us do it is Homer Simpson. It is National Saxophone Day, and Homer has two different ways he's referred to a saxophone.
What I wouldn't give to hear Lisa play another one of her jazzy tunes. Saxophone. Oh.
I miss the way Bart would say something and then say, dude.
I wish I knew something about the baby I could miss now.
So great.
The way.
You got the other one?
Yeah, I do. Do you all want right. me to play
yeah,
right
go
away?
Go for it, yeah.
The way you used to feel about your honkama flute.
What does that mean?
Your honkama flute. Oh, I have a buddy that always used to say that because my daughter played the saxophone for like 3 months. She played the cello for like 4 days. And then she played the saxophone for about, I don't know, like a week or something. And he called out that saxophone thing. I love it.
It's great.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So saxophone, honk-a-ma-flute. Feel free to share any other names you have for the saxophone. It is National Saxophone Day. And if you have a saxophone story, this is a show where we deal with entertainment on a nightly basis, local, national, wherever, worldwide. Share your saxophone or your honk-a-ma-flute story, and we will share it. The phone lines are open at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. All right, so I think it is time, without further ado, that we get to our nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who do you think is the sexiest man alive? People magazine named their... I think there have been 37 sexiest men alive, and this started in 1985. There are four repeaters.
That sounds awful, you saying it like that.
Four repeaters? Why? Because my name's Peter.
I don't know.
Who do you think is the sexiest man alive? That is tonight's question of the night. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the app, or you can drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, Facebook, or X, and leave us, hey, give us a like or a follow there, folks. It's just a click. We love to get your likes and follows if you are following the show tonight on any of those platforms. I'm going to say, I just mentioned I came down here and I saw Springsteen today. I wanted to catch it before it left theaters. I don't know that it's leaving theaters, but this is a Thursday. I thought I better not chance it. So I'm going to say Springsteen. He's one of my idols, and I'll say Bruce. He's got a cool charisma that is, in my opinion, unparalleled. Handsome enough guy, but He's just got a vibe and an energy that is unparalleled in rock and roll, in my opinion. Springsteen is basically, and the E Street Band, they are a bar band. And they sell out 100,000 seat arenas. To this day, he packs in those kind of crowds. And they don't have a lot of bells and whistles. It's dudes playing and dudettes. That's incredible. Like, U2 is great too. I love U2. They have light shows and all this kinds of, and it's fun. It's great. But man, Springsteen keeps it real. They are a bar band playing 100,000 seat auditoriums or stadiums, I should say. So my vote is Bruce. What about you, Ken?
Jonathan Luran.
All right, explain.
All right, so if you look on the stream.
Oh, yeah.
It's the guy from Grown Ups who has the cross.
That's a handsome fellow.
He talks so weird.
You know what? I noticed when you put the picture up in the stream, my name gets cut off and it looks like Pete. It looks like Pete Schwat.
It does.
I might change my name to that. That sounds kind of cool. All right, so you went funny. You went with the kind of a humor or kind of a goof thing, and that's fine. Humor is very sexy, I've been told. So say the name again.
Jonathan Luran?
Jonathan Luran. Okay.
Maybe that's how you say, I'm pretty sure that's how you say his last name.
Hey, man, if you're going to call him the sexiest man alive, you got to know how to pronounce his last name.
Yeah,
I don't have very many prerequisites here, but... So let us know, folks, who you think is the sexiest man alive. There have been four two-time winners. I'll say that instead of repeaters. Brad Pitt, which, okay, that makes sense. He is universally probably considered one of our most handsome fellows. Johnny Depp, okay? You know, the thing about those guys is, yes, they're both good-looking, but they're both good actors as well. They have a talent. One of the other ones is Richard Gere, but he shared the title with his then-wife, Cindy Crawford. They were sexiest couple one year, so he kind of, he has an asterisk next to it, and then he won another year. And then George Clooney is one. I don't, two-time winner. I find that peculiar. I don't think he's, I could see him being a one-time winner. He's a handsome guy, good actor, seems like an okay guy. I ever tell you I missed the opportunity to go play basketball at his house once?
No.
I lived in L.A. There was a guy who went up, and he lived like a mile away from me, and he had this great court, I guess. And I thought there'd be other opportunities. I'm like, not feeling it today. I missed my chance to, and I would have dominated, man.
I don't know. I feel like he'd have some pretty nice hoop skills.
He probably does. I probably had that attitude like, I'm going to go up there and show these actors how to play hoops. I've done that before. And then I've gotten school and it's like, oh, okay. They're pretty good basketball players too. Anyway, I don't get that he's a two-time winner. I don't know. That's the only one I would disagree with. I don't feel passionately about it. But I find that kind of strange. So let us know who your sexiest man alive is. My guests tonight are Trevor Klumpner at 6:35. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week and tell us about a really cool comedy event. You won't want to miss this if you're in Northeast Wisconsin. He's got some inside information. And then our pal Matt Miller is here at 7:20 talking movies and TV like we often do with Matt. I will tell you when we come back about my... my experience and what I thought of Deliver Me From Nowhere. I did like it. I kind of agree with the reviews, though, I will say. So I'll do that. And by the way, this year's Sexiest Man Alive, Jonathan Bailey, he was in Bridgerton, first gay man to win. That surprises me. I mean, you know, 35 years, you'd think there would be one. Yeah, whatever. Congratulations to Jonathan Bailey and whoever else you all text in. It's going to be an exciting night. This is Pete Schwabe at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Love. I get so lost sometimes.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I am Pete Schwabe. And you've got the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a lot of cool stuff happening on the show tonight. Kind of a fun question. People Magazine recently announced their sexiest man alive. It is Jonathan Bailey, actor Jonathan Bailey. They started doing this in 1985. And there have been 37 sexiest men alive. I got the snub again. See, Conrad's only been snubbed a few years. He doesn't know what it's like to be snubbed as many times as I have. I say my sexiest man alive is Springsteen. Conrad says this some goofball named Jonathan.
He's in like all the Adam Sandler movies. He's one of those guys that Adam just brings along to have any role. It doesn't matter. He just brings him in.
That's hilarious. Is he always cross-eyed in every movie?
Not everyone, but okay. Pretty close.
But he can do that thing. I used to be able to cross one eye. Yeah. He's a, you know, I the sexiness, he's got sex appeal, no question. At least the one eye does. So let us know. Trevor Klempner will be here at 6:35. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week and give us information on a really cool comedy event that's coming up. And our pal Matt Miller will be here at 7:20 to talk movies. He's seen some great flicks, and we're going to talk about what's coming up as we get closer to the holidays. That will be fun. I mentioned that I saw Springsteen deliver me from nowhere. I came to Green Bay a little early today and saw it. You know, I sat in that. I went to Bay Park Square where they have the recliner seats. And it's nice. Just a little too comfortable.
I'll say one time I was watching a movie and I actually laid down. And then I realized how gross it was after. I was like, they'd never clean these.
It is a little, like I wore, is that called stadium seating or recliner seating, whatever they call it. I wore clothes that were conducive to sitting in something that might be gross.
Yeah.
Like I wore a pullover that was not fleece or something couldn't stick to it. I'm going to go home and throw it right in the wash because
yeah.
I seriously doubt they wipe those down after every viewing. But I did like Springsteen deliver me from nowhere. As I've mentioned before many times on the show, I'm a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. And people... It's funny because some publications are saying it's a bomb. It's not a bomb. It's just not. The movie does not have the charisma of its namesake. Like Springsteen is one of the most charismatic, energetic people. He's 75 and still doing these 3-hour shows. It's insane. 76 maybe now. This movie is about a small part of his life where he was dealing with depression. I wouldn't say it's a pick me up, but it's how the movie or it's how the album Nebraska came to be, and I like Nebraska a lot. And Springsteen insisted on releasing it, and his record company was not happy. He had just done Born to Run and The River, and Born in the USA was a year or two away. And in between there, he released Nebraska, a very cathartic album dealing with his childhood and his dad. He had a very complicated relationship with his dad. And there were elements of the movie. It was really good. It was a very good movie. I don't know that I loved Jeremy Allen White as Springsteen. I did in the previews and in the trailer. He seems like he kind of looked like him, or they have a similar kind of blue collar good looks. But Jeremy Allen White is so Jeremy Allen White. He just has such a distinct look. I don't know that I loved him as Springsteen, and it's not like he did a bad job. I just don't know that I totally bought it. Jeremy Strong, however, was unbelievable. As Springsteen's manager, John Landau, just really solid. I would imagine he'll get an Oscar nod for supporting actor. He was great. And a good cast. Stephen Graham plays his dad, very good. But I kind of agree. I think it got about a 65% on Rotten Tomatoes, and that's probably where I would put it. I probably liked it a little more than that. But I knew what to expect when I went in. I wasn't expecting all this concert footage. They did manage to get a studio performance of Born in the USA in there. Some concert highlights of Born to Run. So that was kind of cool. But it's just not that kind of movie. Springsteen told the record company he did not want any singles from the album. He did not want his face on the album cover. And he refused to promote the album. And they still released it. And it still sold 3 million copies. I think it was the third highest album of the year without any press, his picture, anything. Some of the songs are depressing. Some of them are outstanding, though. The movie even focused on the lesser-known songs of this lesser-known album, which was interesting. But overall, I have to say, I did like it. And I'm slightly biased because I'm a big Springsteen fan. But I didn't... It's not my favorite movie of the year, but I thought it was good. So there you go. Do with that info what you want, folks. Check it out. It will probably be streaming soon. And, we got sidetracked before because you said something about donuts.
I did.
And I started to say that I went for the donuts because I got off my program today. And I had that sandwich, the food fight sandwich. And then I had three donut halves of the Glazers because I didn't know who touched what. It was just...
Yeah, you took half of it, put it back, and we're like, wait, which one is
well,
it?
Well, Eliza took a half first, and I didn't want to talk. I didn't know, you know, what she's dealing with. I didn't know if she had COVID or what, so I didn't want that half. So I ate another half. Then I went back, and I was like, well, which half is mine? Thinking people are done with these donuts. It's just me and you here now. And I didn't, if I had known you had wanted a donut, I wouldn't have given you a
donut. I had one. I had my limit.
Okay. That's your limit?
But I think Dave Kunish on the stream, you know, he said, you're not supposed to look at it. You just eat it.
The donut?
And the sandwich. You don't look at the food fight sandwich. You just eat it.
I know. It looked like a casserole.
That's your problem.
On bread.
You looked at it.
Well, I have to look at it. If I'm going to lift it to my mouth.
No, you can't.
It doesn't have like a pulley system in the break room. Chris Casper, listening on the stream, digging it. He says, got to get mayo on the sandwich, Conrad.
No mayo for me. No.
Look, don't argue.
I can't do it.
Do not argue with Casper. I know you can bench you're probably up to 277 now. Casper is a giant. No, I
1 pound.
He will step on you. We are coming right back to make the popcorn pick of the week with our pal Trevor Klumpner. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Bailey Colden on the stream gave an answer to our question of the night, which is, who do you think should be the sexiest man alive? The winner is Jonathan Bailey, an actor. Pete, I can't believe you're not a mustard guy. Also, definitely... Mads Mikkelsen. Do you know who that is?
I'm going to have to go to the Google.
He kind of did a two-part thing there. But I am a mustard guy, Bailey. But this particular sandwich offered pesto mayo.
Oh, yeah. If you look this guy's name up, you'll know him instantly.
Can you put him on the stream?
Yeah, 1 second.
And then Bailey sent another text and says, Mads Mikkelsen 100%. Sounds like someone's got a little crush on Mads.
Yeah,
Mads
we get it.
All right, so keep those texts coming, folks. Our question of the night, who do you think should be the sexiest man alive? Matt Miller is coming up at 7:20, Milwaukee Film Critic. We're going to talk movies with Matt, as we so often do. But right now in the studio, this is kind of fun. One of our new friends, I would say.
You've
been on the show before, but this is your second time here, and this is fun. Trevor Klumpner is here. He's a Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian.
It's me.
Is it Appleton? Are you
Appleton? Yes, I live in Appleton.
Okay. So you made the drive, first of all. Appreciate that.
I'll always come to studio. It's my favorite part.
Absolutely. It's so much more fun when people are here in person. We've hit a home run this week, too. It's been fun. So, all right, Trevor is here. He is a nationally touring stand-up comedian, started here in Northeast Wisconsin. You just told me you've got some big dates coming up. We'll get to those.
Okay, yeah.
But first things first, my friend, you are here to make the popcorn pick of the week, so let's talk movies. Most comics... I know, and most people like movies, but I remember like when I would work the road, it was so much fun to go to movies during the day, like when you're waiting for the show. Do you do that when you travel?
I mean, I don't know if I go, I'll sit in a hotel room and watch a movie.
Okay.
I've done it a couple times. I mean, nothing beats going to a cheap matinee. But honestly, you know, there hasn't been any movies that have really been grabbing me in the theaters lately.
Really?
I find most things to, there's no good comedies, and I'm a big comedy lover.
Yeah.
And I don't like horror movies. Action movies can be cool, but it's got to be funny.
It's interesting. Comedy is my background. I was a stand-up, then I was a comedy writer, but lately I just cannot bring myself to watch comedy. For years now, I like a mystery, a
cop
show.
They don't exist anymore.
Well, that's a good point. they're few and far between, certainly in the theaters, but, So is comedy your genre, would you say?
Oh, yeah. Since I was a little kid, for sure.
Okay. So I'm getting a little hint or insight here into what your popcorn pick might be, or at least what category it might be. How do you prefer to watch movies, Trevor? You like to go to the theater, or stay at home?
It depends on the movie. Like, I went to a 24-hour watch of, like, all the Marvel Avenger movies a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
And that was fun. You know, I was with two of my best friends, you know, we had a really good time. You know, anything like that, I really enjoy. Like, if it's like a big movie experience, I'll go, especially if it's something I really want to see and I can't wait. Otherwise, man, just ordering some pizza and watching it at home, can't beat that.
That's,
you know,
not too bad either. Yeah. Yeah. I have to say, I'm a theater guy. I prefer the theater anyway. I don't think you can beat that experience and watching something and having that collective reactions that you have throughout the course of a movie with a group. What do you have? Do you have a favorite movie snack?
Man, if I'm at the theater, I like a Junior Mint.
Nice.
Yeah, I like a Junior Mint. Yeah. Right. Junior Mint, probably get like a Cherry Coke. Always get a tub of popcorn. Can't go wrong there. And yeah, just pretty simple.
You know what's brutal is I was saying earlier, I went to a movie today at the Bay Park Square. And I've been on this great program where I've been eating well and eating healthy. But there's something about a movie theater that when I go in there, I'm going to just eat crap.
Yeah, it just breaks you. My girlfriend really likes this chicken sandwich the Marcus in Appleton has. And I'm like, she'll go out of her way to get this chicken sandwich. She won't even see a movie. She'll just go get a chicken sandwich.
She just stops by for the
food?
Yeah,
she's just like, yeah, I'll just pop in and get a chicken and leave. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Do they make her buy a movie ticket before she buys
I don't know. I think she was saying that she can't do it anymore because she has to buy tickets.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I was like, too bad you can't like DoorDash it, you know?
DoorDash a chicken sandwich from Marcus Theaters. Yeah, I had nachos with that horrible cheese.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a thing of M&Ms. And it's not one serving. It's like the triple bag.
Mm-hmm.
Polished. I probably had 4,000 calories just today and just wiped out 4 weeks of progress on whatever.
You know that like awful movie hack where you can put the M&Ms in the popcorn?
Yeah.
You can put that in your nacho cheese, maybe sweeten it up a little bit.
And here's what I did. This is even worse. I got looking at the drink selections. And I haven't had a soda in a long time. And I was like kind of in the mood for one. Probably a sense memory because I'm in a theater. But I went with the icy.
Oh, I mean, that sounds nice.
I kind of thought, well, it's not soda. It's probably got more sugar than soda.
It's
but
definitely worse for you.
It's delicious.
Yeah. I used to get those at Kmart with my mom when I was a little
kid.
Yeah.
It's a lovely beverage, the icy. And what does your snack choice change from the theater to at home? Do you do anything differently at home?
Yeah. I mean, at a theater, you can get a hot dog, a chicken sandwich, you know, those kinds of things. But at home, it's whatever you want. Like I said, you can order a pizza. I could order, you know, Chinese food, you know, whatever I want. And then the thing I like is if you're watching a movie with someone, I like to make fun of it, but I also don't want to miss anything that I'm watching, so I can pause it. That's literally the only reason I like watching it at home.
Yeah.
Is I can like pause it to say something, a thought that I had about the movie, and then we don't miss anything.
That's a great idea. You know, it's funny because that's why I don't like watching it at home.
Oh, okay.
Because I know I'm going to get questions. Yeah. My wife is going to say, what movie was that guy in? And I'm going to go, this one.
Oh, I see. Like, I'm that guy in the relationship. You know, I'm that person.
And then you got to rewind it. And it's like, but I know, I don't know, but sometimes she'll ask a question. And I'll do the old, make a big production before I pause it, you know. Do you have a favorite movie cocktail at home? Could you ever pair your cocktails with your movie?
See, just like watching movies, I'm a simple man. I just like drinking scotch. No matter what the occasion is, I'm a scotch guy. You know, I'm a big Glenlivet fan.
Nice.
You know, there's this Mortlock made this scotch I used to love, but you can't get it anymore. But yeah, I'll drink some scotch, you know, and that makes me happy.
Man, you are bringing back some great memories. I love scotch.
Oh, it's the best.
I haven't had it in a while, and I don't think I'm completely done with alcohol, but I will say, you just saying that made me want to watch a movie at home tonight and have a glass of scotch.
Yeah, you know, watch like a classic, an old film.
An old film?
Yeah.
A film noir or like a good cop. Every cop movie, it seems like they're always pouring scotch and then they'll down it before they make a decision about a crime or something.
Yeah.
And I love sipping scotch and watching movies. So the Glenlivet, how many years? What do you drink?
I mean, you know, you can't, I think it's the 12. That's like the basic one you can get at the store. You can't go, I tell people like, if you're trying to get me a gift, just get me a 12 and I'm happy. But otherwise, if I'm going aged, I don't really care about the Glen. It's again, this Mortlock, you can't find it anymore. It's like aged in these casks, but I think it's like a 28 year in cherry casks and, so good. But you know, otherwise, it doesn't really matter to me. Like, if you go to a bar, a dive bar at least, you can't get like a Glen 12. I have to get like Johnny Walker or Doers, you know, and, right. and I make do. And Doers is actually not that bad.
Do you go rocks with your Glenlivet? Neat. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's same here.
Yeah.
I will say I got really into, what does Glen 12 go for now? 40,
like
30
bucks.
50 bucks. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's gone up.
Oh, really? It used to be a cheaper one.
It used to be cheaper. Well, when I lived out west, it was maybe it was cheaper just because of the supply and demand or something. Okay. I don't know. But I found a scotch at Trader Joe's called Highlander, I think it was called.
I've seen it. I've never had it.
That, at the time, you could get for $16 a bottle. Ooh, and it was 10-year-old scotch. And it was the best. I loved it. It was a great scotch. And it was a great movie watching scotch because it was just, it tasted so good, neat.
I mean, I've gotten the Costco scotch before and it's not bad.
Huh.
You know, I mean, you get a giant bottle. It can't be more than $30 for that.
Oh, no, nice. For a big bottle.
Yeah, it's mixed, though.
I've had the guys that introduced me to scotch were friends of mine, and they would break open occasionally like a 50-year-old bottle.
It's the best.
Like, it's great, but you know, scotch drinkers, they give you like that much.
Yeah, that's all you need.
That's all you need.
It's a tasting drink. You're not trying to get wrecked.
Oh, speak for yourself, yeah. Pal. No, but like you feel weird about asking for more
because
it's 50 years old. Yeah. It probably cost $200 or whatever for the bottle. But all right, we got off on a tangent there. But some movies lend themselves to different, you know, like an old fashioned would go well with an old movie too.
Yeah, that makes
something
sense.
Like that, or a martini if you watched a cop show or something. Have you ever snuck booze into a movie theater?
I mean, I've definitely snuck in a couple shooters of Fireball before just for fun, you know, but, it's not a huge thing that I like to do.
Okay.
Depending if I'm going to the movie theater, I feel like I have to be somewhat present because I just spent, the $100 to go to that movie.
Right. You could have had two bottles of Glenlivet.
Yeah, exactly.
My guest is Trevor Klempner. He is here to make the popcorn pick of the week, folks. We are getting ever closer to getting a movie recommendation from our pal Trevor. He is here in the studio with me on Nightlight today or tonight. And how do you feel about previews, Trevor? Do you like them?
I like a trailer. I like watching the trailers.
Same.
I like to go early just to watch the trailers because I'm like, what is coming up? And I don't know how they are now, but they used to be amazing. You'd be, because, there wasn't the internet. So I'd just be like, that's what's coming out in a year. And I'd be so excited
right.
for it.
I agree. I like the trailers. Con, do you like the trailers?
I really did when I was younger. But
yeah,
I think now they just show too much where I'm like, I just saw the whole film right there.
Oh, in the trailer.
I know what happens at the end now.
I feel like that was the new Naked Gun. I was like, okay, I think I saw all the good jokes.
All the good gags, yeah. That's the perfect example because like cutting a trailer is an art form in and of itself. Mm-hmm. It's like there's people that are very good at it. All right, so what do you do, Trevor, when people are loud? You paid good money. You just said you drop $100 or you can at a movie theater if you go with like four people and get snacks. What do you do? Do you tell them to shut up? You give them the side eye or
so here's the thing. I am very what's the word I'm looking for? I'm very avoidant when it comes to controversy. Except for in a movie theater. I will say something.
Nice.
I will stand up, I will talk to you, I will address you like a man.
Wow.
And be like, hey, either you stop talking or you can leave. It's the same with comedy shows. I won't put up with it. If you're talking during the show, you're done. I don't care. I was security at Skyline for too long. I can't deal with that.
Oh, is that what you did before you started
exactly.
comedy? There are so many people that start comedy like that. They work in a comedy
club. I was already doing comedy, and I thought that would just be a good move for me to see, nationally touring headliners just crush every weekend.
Yeah.
And see, be like, okay, that's how you do that.
So it's in your blood, kind of. It's not a...
Yeah. I've always loved comedy since I was a little kid.
But are you confrontational outside of that realm of comedy or movie theater?
No.
That's interesting.
No. I mean, I'll glare at you, but I won't say anything usually. There's no point.
My go-to is, this isn't your living room.
Yeah.
And sometimes they shut up and sometimes they look back at me and I'm like, oh God, I'm too old to get in a fight.
It's not worth
it. It really irritates me. It's like we all paid money to be here. Shut up.
Exactly.
Same thing with a comedy show.
Yeah.
Right?
Watch it at home.
All right. Trevor Klempner, I think it is time to get your popcorn pick of the week. So Conrad, if you please. Northeast Wisconsin-based stand-up comedian, the very funny Trevor Klempner. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
It's The Lost Boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
nice.
It's The Lost Boys. I love that movie.
The original with Jason Patrick.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of my favorite movies.
Dude, nice.
Yeah, the scene where he's like, it's maggots, Michael, makes me laugh every time I see it.
I don't even, it's been so long.
Oh, he's like eating rice and he's like, it's maggots. And then he looks in and it's maggots in his rice. Oh, I think it's hilarious for some reason.
You ever seen that movie, Con? It's worth a rent. It's really good. Is Kiefer Sutherland in that?
Yes, yes. He's one of the, he's the head vampire.
He's the head vampire, and you got Jason Patrick as the protagonist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's that crazy concert scene where that oily guy is
singing. Just going to say, the sexiest man, Timmy Caparella.
That's who that is.
The saxophone player. National Saxophone Day as well.
Oh, nicely done. That's a comic doing a callback. That's great. It was he the guy singing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's playing still the saxophone, just ripping it up.
But I still believe. Yeah. I still believe. Yeah. Wow. Very well done, Trevor Klontberg. We're going to break his pick down a little more when we come back, and he's got some big news about an upcoming show he's part of. So we'll do that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
My sweet Lord, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. My sweet Lord, hallelujah.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night, coming to you live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Dave on the stream says, Reacher guy, Alan, is it, I think it's Richson.
Yeah, I believe it's Richson.
That's a good looking man.
That is a giant of a human being. He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't miss many workouts. You got to respect that.
If you want to see Mads Madsen.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please.
Oh.
Yeah, where?
He was in
Star Wars?
007.
Oh.
He's got kind of a different look. I could see why Bailey would have a little man crush on Mads. That's a good choice. Okay. Dave also says Malort. Who is Malort again?
That's the alcohol.
Rubber band liquor out of Chicago. It's horrendous. You don't need to have it.
Oh, it's not a dude. I thought it was like a rapper or something. Like, that was the sexiest man alive. I thought that was this. Malort, yes, of course. We've talked about that before on the show.
It's a little bit. Not good.
No.
Malort.
It was made as a joke, I feel like.
It's like the Blatz beer of spirits, maybe. All right, so Trevor Klumpner is my guest. He is here in studio. He made the popcorn pick of the week this week, folks. It's The Lost Boys from probably 1987?
Sounds right.
Six?
Before I was born.
Yeah, starring Jason Patrick. Kiefer Sutherland is one of the vampires. It's a great vampire movie, and it's one you kind of forget about, but it's really good.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
Con, can you Rotten Tomatoes that? I'm going to have to give that a rewatch. And that was kind of the movie that put Jason Patrick on the scene, I think. That was like his first. And I remember somebody said that was, the first time I found out it was Jackie Gleason's grandson. I was like, what the heck? And I thought he would be like a major star. And he's done some really cool things. He was in the movie Narc. He was really, really good in that. But I thought he'd be like a Tom Cruise. I thought he was going to be like catapulted because he's a good looking guy. He was a pretty good actor. But that's a great pick. Lost Boys.
It's a good movie.
Very well done.
Yes. 75%.
Right. Okay.
And 85% for audience.
85% for audience. Okay.
Well, that's lower than I thought it would be.
I kind of do too. Well, you know what? The interesting thing is, first of all, I think critics were much more critical then. Now I feel like, and I've talked about this with other film critics on this show, I feel like nobody wants to lose their credentials. They don't want to trash a movie because the studio could ban them or something. So I feel like they're way more forgiving now than they were in the 80s and even the 90s with social media. It's just a different ballgame now, so who knows?
Well, on Google, like the reviews for Google, there's 404 ratings on it, and it's 4.7. So that's pretty good for that.
It is very good. That's a great pick. Thank you, Trevor. So check out The Lost Boys if you guys are looking for something to
watch
this weekend.
Holds up, too, by the way.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. It's not CGI. It's all practical effects, and it looks great.
So how did you find out about that? You said it was made before you were born.
My mom likes those kind of movies. Okay. And so I remember watching it when I was probably like 5 and just loving it. And usually I don't like horror movies, but that one I thought it was silly. So I enjoyed it.
Kind of excited to see that again because I don't remember. I remember he becomes a vampire and he's kind of dealing with that if I remember correctly, but I don't remember how it ends. So I'm excited to see it again.
Yeah. I guess it depends on who you think the main character is in the movie, who's becoming the vampire. But, Yeah.
I thought it was Jason Patrick, but maybe not. Okay. Was it the saxophone player?
The saxophone player is in that movie, yes.
He is a vampire.
He's not a vampire.
Oh, he's not a vampire.
He's just a sexy man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like all oiled up and really built.
Yeah, his saxophone, I think, instead of having a strap, it was chains, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was very well done that you happened to bring it all back to the saxophone on National Saxophone Day. Excellent stuff. You just told us you had a sketch that went viral. How did you do that, and what was it?
I don't even know how I did it. It was dumb luck, honestly, and it went viral just on YouTube. I couldn't get it to go anywhere else, but it was a dumb sketch about skateboarding. Huh. It was like skateboarding in your late 30s, and then it's just me going out skateboarding and just falling down. It's a hard cut of me just falling on the ground, and then I like edited Ring of Fire, you know, going down. But it just goes, I fell down. And then that went off like gangbusters. I have no idea why, but people liked that for some reason.
So it's you're really falling though?
No. It shows me like putting my foot on the skateboard and I'm just on the ground. Oh, snap
nice,
cut.
Nice camera work.
Yeah.
I did that when I think I've told this story before on the show, but I was going over to a friend's house for dinner. We'd just moved to Wisconsin. It's about 12 years ago. And we're going to my folks' house, my wife, my two kids. And I decide I'm going to skateboard over there.
Okay. Have you skateboarded before?
Yeah, fourth grade.
All right, okay.
Yeah, fourth grade. So it'd only been
it's like riding a bike.
35 years. Yeah. And so I get on the skateboard. I don't know what I was thinking, but I hit a pebble in the road.
They're called fart rocks.
Well, the skateboard stopped, and I just didn't step off properly. Mm-hmm. And I fell right down on my coccyx.
Okay.
And it hurt for about 6 months. And I had to get on a plane in 2 days. Oh, yeah. And I was like, this the
That's
whole
the
it was so painful. It was awful.
My entire
that would have gone viral.
I skateboarded since I was a kid, and then I stopped as an adult, obviously. Never got hurt very seriously until I started skateboarding as an adult, and I broke my ribs and I broke my tailbone. And I broke my ribs by hitting a rock and falling forward onto a curb.
ribs are the worst.
I did the same. Like, I didn't break all that, but I hit a pebble and flew face first
of it. And it makes that fart sound, so I call them fart rocks.
See, I would have rather fallen face first. You'd look,
I don't know.
You'd look
really
scraped
hurt,
up
yeah.
and ugly, but you could make up a fun story. You could say, I got in a fight in the subway or whatever.
Fell off my motorcycle.
Exactly. But like when you hurt your tailbone, there's just no cool way to get around. And then you just curse yourself. What was I doing?
And people are like, hey, sit down. And you're like, I can't.
I'm good. You know? Yeah. All right. Trevor Klumpner is here, folks. He is going to tell us about a really cool show he is a part of when we come back. Can I say the name of it?
Absolutely.
It's Don't Tell Comedy. Mm-hmm. These great shows. If you haven't been to one, you got to check it out. We'll have more details and maybe a little sneak peek. He's going to give us some spoiler alert.
Yeah, I will.
Fantastic. We're going to do all that in Act 2 after intermission here. Our question of the night is, who is the sexiest man alive? People Magazine says it's Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton, but I want to know who you think. We've had some pretty good contributions so far. We'll read those in Act 2 as well. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.